The 85-page report highlights progress, such as improving wetlands and restoring contaminated areas. But it also points out problem areas, like Lake Erie. The IJC is looking to the public for input on western and central Lake Erie. Those are the parts of the lake that are plagued with harmful algae blooms. IJC spokesman Frank Bavacqua says the blooms are the result of intense farming activity and heavy urbanization.
Nutrient runoff continues to be a problem. It's fueling those algal blooms. The governments did the scientific investigations needed to coordinate on setting binational target loads for phosphorus, but now they need each to develop a domestic action plan with all of the actions needed to actually meet those targets.
Another issue of concern is climate change.
The two governments are investing a lot of effort to monitor how climate change is affecting water levels and water quality. And one of the points we're putting out for discussion is whether they should be coordinating on their approach to addressing those impacts.
The public will get a chance to voice their concerns on these and other issues in the report as well. The commission has scheduled 6 public hearings in Canada and the U.S., including one in Buffalo on March 28th. For a complete listing of all the public hearings, visit our website, www.greatlakestoday.org. For Great Lakes Today, this is Angelica Morrison.